again, thank you, Anka and David, for having me. Much appreciated. I'm really excited to share some great things today. I presume everyone can hear me. If you can hear me, let me know. Maybe go to questions or something and tell me what you're excited to hear about today. Yeah, if you can hear me, go down to questions and tell me what you're excited for me to cover today, please. hello? Hey, guys, can we verify that I'm being heard? If anyone can hear me, please go to questions and tell me what you're excited to learn about.
Dan, we don't actually have the questions feature on. It's just the chat.
Oh, okay. I was like, what's going on here? Nobody can hear me? Okay.
No, are you able to see the chat?
Yeah, I can see the chat. All right, excellent. Hey, we got a great group here then. We got some excited people. that's what I like. I like excited people. Fantastic. Okay, so my name's Dan Passarelli. We're going to talk today about option trades that are working in this market right now. Before we get started, I want to point out options are not for everyone, and you should read characteristics and risks of standardized options before trading. Okay, let's make sure everybody is where they're supposed to be here today. I'm going to read some questions. Tell me if this is you in chat, not questions, chat. I'm here for this week's top options trade webinar. Give me a resounding yes. If you are here for that, give me a yes if you're here for that. Christian, excellent. Thank you very much. Kenneth, yes, excellent. How about I'm here to get serious about my trading success? Here to get serious about your trading success? Chetan, Gandalf, excellent. Rick, cool, man. How about I felt frustrated and I want more confidence and consistency? Yeah. How about I'm here to learn and share in a supportive community? We're here to help each other. It's in giving that you receive. Who believes that to be true, right? That's totally true. It is in giving that you receive. And how about I'm just happy to be here? So I know I'm happy to be here, and I hope you are too. So it sounds like we are all in the right place. Now, again, thank all of you for joining us today. It takes a level of commitment to invest in yourself by showing up in a webinar like this. And I understand that as much as anyone. If you're the kind of person that's willing to make that kind of investment in yourself, and I love that, that's the kind of commitment that we see in our best traders. Those of you who fearlessly approach not just the market, but fearlessly approach your trading enterprise. Amazing things can happen for you when you have no fear, when you're that committed. Now, the reason I'm sharing this webinar today is that recently I was thinking about trading resources. And I thought, you know, we can't all just call the hotline when we need a trade idea or have a trade that's in trouble. It'd be nice, wouldn't it? So I figured I'd hold this webinar to show you exactly what the key market drivers are, share what our community is thinking, what our plan is for the rest of the summer, and to give you some trade ideas from our head coach, John. Now, here's what I'll share with you today. I'm going to give you some strategies from our community, from the MTM community, straight out of our chat room, actually. We're going to talk about market analysis and Coach John's trading plan and some of the trades he's been sharing with our top students, and top trade ideas for right now. And at the end, I'm going to show you how you can take the next step and make all this really, really easy to gain consistency in your trading. Once again, I'm Dan Passarelli, author of Trading Option Greeks and the Market Taker's Edge. This is sort of a pictorial representation of some of the things that I've done throughout my career and some of the organizations that I've worked with. As you can see, I'm often on TV talking about the markets. I work with many of the options exchanges all around the world, actually, and probably all of the options brokers in the U.S. and many outside the U.S. And I've helped a lot of traders just like you in over 50 countries to become successful traders and live out their dreams. Now, I want to talk about some strategies from the MTM, that's for Market Taker Mentoring. I want to talk about some strategies from the MTM community. Now, let's talk a little bit about community. My education, I learned on the job from professionals. Now, I've made mistakes, but the more I listened to people around me, the better I got. I mean, look, when anyone starts out trading, it's not perfect. In fact, sometimes it's really hard, isn't it? I know it was when I first started in this business. That's when I made a lot of mistakes. But the more I listened to people around me, the better I got. Those mistakes got fewer and fewer and smaller, and the wins got more frequent and bigger and better. And within a community, like being able to learn within a community, like again, me down on the trading floor, I asked a lot of questions. Man, did I ask a lot of questions. I would just bug people. And you know, one thing that I've learned about questions, and you've probably heard this before, when you have a question, someone else probably has the same one. And you know what? Especially when you're around people who have more experience than you, somebody else has the answer. They say that you're a combination of the five people you hang out with the most. You ever hear that? It's true. And so being part of a great community is really, really essential. The MTM community, at the heart of it, is the MTM community chat room, which is the best online chat room for traders in the world. I mean, it is just really, really great because that's where our top traders are and they share their trade ideas. These are some of the trades from the chat room, not too long ago. This is what goes on in there all day long. Like, I'm telling you, me being down on the trading floor watching successful traders make trades, that's what enabled me to become the trader that I ultimately became. And at the end of this presentation, I'm going to show you how you can be part of the MTM community chat room for free. That sound good? Give me a yes down in chat if that sounds good. I'm going to show you at the end of this presentation how you can be part of the MTM community chat room for free. All right. Thanks, Gandalf and Christian and all you folks. So let me ask you a question. If you could invest $1,000 and it paid you back $2,000 or $5,000 or $10,000, would you do it? If you can invest $1,000 and it paid you back $2,000 or $5,000 or $10,000, would you do it? Yes? Good. Kenneth says yes. Jurgen says yes, of course. And what if you could do it again, consistently, month after month, right? That's how trading works, isn't it? Now, a few weeks ago, I installed this Google Nest doorbell. You guys know what I'm talking about? It's one of those doorbells where you can, you know, there's a camera in it and you can access through your cell phone. Pretty clever little thing. Good for security and convenience. Now, when I say I installed it, I should really say I attempted to install it, to be fair. I wanted to save money and figure it out myself. As the project unfolded, I came to realize that I have an old doorbell chime unit from 1982. And if you ever looked at the wires in your doorbell system, especially if you have like more than one door with the doorbell, like these wires are like, they're all different colors with no logic to them at all. And I'm not a super handy guy. I'm just going to tell you that right off the bat. We were dealing with just a bunch of unknowns. Needless to say, I just ended up staring at the damn thing. Like, what am I supposed to do with this? I never saw this before. I didn't know what to do. So after wasting literally probably about 5 hours of my time, and I'm a busy guy just like you, right? We all are. And time is money. So I called an expert. He's seen it before. He came by and fixed it within about 10 minutes and explained it to me so I understood it. Next time I see it, I'll be able to recognize it and fix it myself. That is the approach I've discovered works best so I don't waste my time and money. Now, I want to shift gears a little bit here. I want to talk about the market. I want to start kind of high level here. I want to talk about the spiders, you know, the S&P 500 ETF. It's been an eventful 3.5 months, hasn't it? We've seen the worst monthly drop in history and the biggest monthly gain. Crazy times. Here's a brief synopsis of the factors that are in play right now. Now, there's a great deal of forces affecting the market, but last week we had the Fed announcement, and the Fed says they see rates staying near zero through 2020 and GDP bouncing to 5% next year. Their projection is that the economy will shrink 6.5% in 2020. 2021 should gain 5%. In 2022, gained 3.5%. That's the Fed's projection. Now, they also said, and this is very important because it's a market driver, they're going to be buying treasuries and mortgage-backed securities, right? Now, this is important. They also came out this week and said they're going to expand that to buying corporate bonds, right? Also, states are reopening, and that's kind of interesting because we see some COVID cases increasing, but we also saw the employment report good. So there's all these factors that are at force that are driving what we're seeing in the market right now. Now, I put out a video to our subscribers, like literally in March when like all this was going down. And I also had a webinar to talk about selling puts to acquire stock at lower prices. Back when everyone was freaking out. Simply put, level heads prevail. That's in trading and investing, level heads always prevail. Market analysts like our John Kmisik, formerly with Goldman Sachs, who analyzes the markets for our traders every day, guys like John know this, and they come out on top. Now, as of today, this is a screenshot as of yesterday's close, but as of yesterday's close or today, you know, we're not too far off the mark as of right now. We're not too far off the closing price of 2019, December 31st, 2019, which was a $321.86. We touched that six sessions ago, but not every stock recovered. Airlines, cruise ships, they didn't do so well. Oil services companies didn't do so well, are still not doing so well. And some are well above last year's close, making new all-time highs. Apple, Amazon, Zoom, a whole bunch of them. There have been winners and losers, and some of that was very apparent early on. If we all follow the guidance of level-headed people who analyze the markets every day, we can thrive in a market like this. Like, not survive, but I'm talking thrive. I'm talking about the guy listening to the guys who work for the big firms who help traders every day. With the right guidance, there has been no better market full of so many opportunities literally in my entire lifetime. Now, this is a trade that John Kmisek, again, our head coach, he leads our group coaching class. And in that class, he shared with our top students this trade on Monday. This is in Twilio, all right? Bull call spreads on tech names have been working really, really well lately. So on Monday, John shared this trade, buying the June 19th, 197.5, 200 bull call spread, all right? So that was, what, four sessions ago? Trades like this have limited risk and they work nicely. Now, what's so great about this trade? So look, it's not just that it made money for everybody in the class, right? Like that's great, but that's not why it's a great trade. The reason it's a great trade is because it was set up properly from the beginnings, okay? So what does that look like? So look, there's support here. There is resistance up here. So what John was looking for is, what John was looking for is, because there's support here, is for that support level to hold, right? If that support level holds, it won't go down. And he was looking for a move up to the upside, up to 200. Now, he overachieved a little bit, right? Which is okay. He can come close to his maximum profit as a result of that. He could have got out yesterday at a really, really great price, which I didn't attend the class yesterday. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Either way, our traders who were in the class could have got out of this class at a great price because we actually went through 200. So look, like, here's what's important. This trade was set up with certain parameters following the market taker mentoring rule, okay? That is one of the most important things in trading, is discipline, right? Discipline and a positive attitude. Now, here's another trade that's worked out. This was Tuesday. Get my days mixed up just a little bit. This was Tuesday. John shared with our top traders in group coaching class, buying the Amazon June 19th, 2600, 2650 bull call spread. So again, what makes for a great trade? Is it just because you make money? No, making money is great. That is the objective, but you are not going to make money in the long run unless they're set up properly. And John did the exact same thing here. Like, look, there's clear support at 2500, you know, and I'm just touching on some of the elements of this. Support and, of course, resistance are one of the elements. And you look at that, and there's room to run to the upside, right? Because we made a new high, so there's a little bit of sort of minor resistance. But you know what a lot of, like, novice traders will do? What a lot of novice traders will do is they'll just go and buy call, right? That's not really a proper setup. Not in this case, because implied volatility, that's what this chart is down here, because implied volatility is very elevated. Implied volatility is very, very elevated. And if you buy calls, you could actually be right. The stock could go up and you could still lose money because you've got a lot of time decay. You've got a lot of, you know, theta. You've got exposure to volatility, which has been falling over the last week or so. So, like, again, this is the thing. Like, if you take a lesson out of this class today before moving forward with more, like, the important thing thing is that you set up these trades properly by going through all the criteria. It's like going through a checklist, right? Now, another trade that's been working out really well lately are bull put spreads on tech stocks also. Now, bull put spreads, we were talking about call spreads before, bull put spreads are a little bit different. They enable us to take advantage of more features and more factors. Yesterday, John revealed to our students this trade, Apple, June 26, 317, 322 and a half, or excuse me, 317 and a half, 322 and a half bull put spread, okay? So that's selling that. What John was able to do, because implied volatility is elevated here, he's able to put direction on his side, he's able to put time on his side, and he's able to put volatility on his side. Three out of three things working in his favor. And that's why this trade, you know, worked out so well too, you know, not because he guesses right, not because he's lucky, but because he structures the trades properly from the get-go. And look, this is something that anybody can learn how to do, right? Like John, you know, yeah, he worked for Goldman Sachs. He worked for First Options of Chicago. He worked for Lynn Waldock. He's been doing this 30 years. He wasn't just born this great trader. In fact, he'd be the first person to tell you how much he struggled in the beginning too. But you know what? He now has this system down, right? He combs through the market every day and he goes through his checklist and he finds trades like this literally every single day. Another trade that works out, has been working out well intermittently, long puts on story stocks. So in this case, Walmart. Yesterday, John shared this trade, buying the Walmart regular July expiration 120 puts. So we see lower highs and lower lows. That's a definition of a downtrend, breaking through support lines. And that happens, support becomes resistance, breaking through the moving averages. And, you know, like this is just another one of those trades where when set up properly can really, really pay off for you. Knowing when to just buy a put, knowing when to do a spread. Now, this is a trade that I put on and I would put it on again right now. This is in DocuSign. You guys know what DocuSign is? Those of you guys who do business from home have to sign contracts. It's a way to sign contracts online. I've signed, you know, I don't know, 20 contracts using DocuSign probably. People aren't traveling. Like everybody thinks of like Zoom as the darling stock. And don't get me wrong, that's a darling stock. In the coronavirus market, it's up a couple 100% or something, right? Since the start. But guess what? This one's up 100%. And you know what that means? That means it's got a whole bunch more room to the upside because people are using this more and more. And they just came out earlier this week and they said that they expect this to be, I'm paraphrasing, the new norm, people to be using this a lot more going forward. So giving I traded this a couple days ago, giving myself room to the upside, you know, because there's no resistance, nothing but blue sky ahead. So I'm basically buying the July 17th 160 calls, selling the 185 calls, which reduces the cost of the investment. Now, that's what's been going on, all right? That's what's been happening lately. What's going to happen for the next 2 weeks? Well, look, spreads like this are going to continue working, and I'm going to continue looking for them, and John's going to continue sharing trades like this in his group coaching class. We talked about bull call spreads on tech names. We talked about bear bull put spreads on certain tech names. We talked about buying puts on story stocks and occasionally calls on story stocks. We didn't even touch on time spreads, but they've been really solid for a while now because of the vol skews that we're seeing, using volatility to establish low risk, high profit trades. Lesson learned, volatility can be your friend or your enemy. And in a lot of ways, it is your choice. When you harness the power of volatility, now for those of you who are newer to options, I'm talking specifically about implied volatility and working that into what you do. Like, you know, spoiler alert, that's one of the reasons why John's trades can be so good and get results. results like the ones I just shared with you. It's because he has a system. He kind of cracked the code on working volatility into his trades. Trading is an information business. I can remember the last trading firm I worked at. In fact, now that I think about it, I can remember every single trading firm I've ever worked at. There was always an analysis desk. The pro traders would rely heavily on the analysis desk. What that was a designated person or people who do all the research and pass along the trade ideas to the traders for final analysis and execution. Did you hear that right? Did you guys like know that? Like every single professional trading firm has an analysis desk that does all the analysis and all the research and gives these trade ideas to the traders so that they can look at it and say, yes, no, I like it, I don't like it, and trade it. It made it so much easier for traders to make money and to make more efficient use of their time. They let somebody else do all the heavy lifting, all the research, all the complex analysis, and they, the traders, got the trade ideas and were the ones who traded it. It was their trades, and that's why they made millions of dollars, but the ideas often came from the analysis desk. Isn't that kind of shocking? There are people who live these markets every day. These are the people you want in your ear. I also like to say, trade your plan. Trade your plan and manage your risk and follow the smart money. Again, the folks who live these markets every day, that's the smart money. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to be frustrated and try and figure it out for yourself, right? You can follow the leader. We have a lot of students doing really well right now, but I also hear from people who are not. And people who aren't doing well are failing because of, well, you know, just like not knowing what to do, you know, not having a decent starting point. And when they put a trade on, a lot of times they don't have a solid plan. They're not managing risk. Meet Coach John, okay? John recently said, I've consistently reminded group coaching students to focus on risk management, and it has paid off for many. Believe me, when you work risk management in, like, there's two parts to every trade. There's getting into trade and trades and setting them up like I showed you, and I see that there are some questions. I'm going to answer all questions at the end of the presentation, which is not too far off, so keep those questions coming. I'm going to leave plenty of time to answer lots and lots of questions. But there's two parts to every trade. There's the setup and the management, or another way to look at it is getting in and getting out, point A and point B. In the Q&A period, Christian is asking, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the setups. I shared some of that stuff already. We'll talk more and more about that as well. But there's point A and point B, getting in and getting out. And I always like to say the three M's of investing, or the three M's of trading: management makes money. How important is management? So this was one of our students, Kat. She says, and this is a while ago even, I closed my shop put credit spread at round it to 21 cents. If anyone has a question about whether trade management matters or not, it does. She says, I shifted what was setting up for a loss of about $3 to a gain of almost 21 cents. So moral to the story is listen to Johnny Cat when he talks about managing your trades. Cat signed up with us a long time ago. She was in our group coaching class for years. Active member in the MTM community chat room for years. This is what she says. Now, another one of our students, this is Tom from El Segundo, California, says, thank you for everything you have taught me. My accounts are higher than they have ever been, and I have much more confidence in my investing and trading ability. Confidence is what it's all about. When you don't have wins beneath your belt yet, it's hard to be confident. When you're not confident, you don't trade well. Wouldn't it be so helpful just to log a few wins? I mean, yeah, it'd be great to make some money, obviously. But even beyond that, like after you do make some money, you have confidence. You know, you follow the leader, you make some money, you learn his system, you get confident, and that makes every single part of this process better. It makes getting into the trade better. It makes getting out of the trade and managing it better. Confidence. Now, how often can you find great option trades like this? Three words, all the time. Some market periods are better than others, but great trades exist every day. When I say some market periods are better than others, this market period is better than almost any other market period I've traded in my life. I've been making more trades over the past 3 months than I have in probably the past 3 years. Volatility is opportunity. For people who know how to use it, have seen it in action, volatility is opportunity. Harness its power. So here's what we covered today so far. Strategy from the MTM community. Okay, strategies from the MTM community. I shared some trades that were posted in the MTM community chat room. I posted some trades that were shared by John in his group coaching class. Like these are trades that you see live, right? And I do that so that you can see that it can be easy. It doesn't have to be hard or frustrating like trading can be when you first start out. I also gave you our market analysis and Coach John's trading plan and the top trade ideas for right now. Now, we didn't cover everything yet, and we're going to cover a whole lot more from here. But what we haven't touched on yet is how to move forward from here, how to consistently discover the best trade ideas every day. Because you can trade some of the trade ideas that we talked about so far, and that's great. But then what do you do? Like, who's here to make a couple $100? Like, that'd be great. It's worth your time. But what about consistency? Like, that's what's important. That's what, takes you from, oh, yeah, okay, I made a little bit of money in one trade, to I am a trader. I make money consistently, week after week, month after month. The management plans for each trade and pro tips on using implied volatility analysis, the Greeks, and other tools that professional traders like John use. So let's talk about how to consistently make money in the market now and going forward. We're going to walk through this simple process together. I'm going to share something with you right now. This is about taking your trading to the next level. I believe anyone can take money from the market consistently with low risk. The only problem is most people overcompensate it. I mean, look, man, I've seen it. I've seen so many of our students consistently make money in the market. How do I know that? Because they tell me. Yeah, but I also literally see the trades they post in the community chat room. They post them live, real time, when they make it, and they post the prices they took them off, and you can verify because you can see that that's what the prices are at that time. I've seen it, man. I've seen it. But again, most people overcomplicate it. They take the hard route, and I've done this in my own life. When I first started Market Taker Mentoring, it was my goal to help people, right? To help traders live their dreams. I didn't know how to build a website, though. I didn't know how to use email service provider, right? Most people don't even know what that is. I didn't know how to use HTML or run Facebook ads. I still don't know how to do some of those things. I tried to figure it out on my own, and it was frustrating, Just like a lot of traders who are new novice traders, they tell me how frustrating it is when you just don't know where to get started. And then I realized one important factor. You know what that factor is? You can buy experience. That made my life so much easier, and I was instantly able to help thousands of students instead of spending all my time frustrated trying to figure stuff out on my own that somebody already knew how to do and would guide me. There's a quote. Who was it who said it? Abraham Lincoln or somebody? If you think education is expensive, try ignorance. Not knowing where to get started, especially in something like trading, can cost you thousands of dollars in not just losing trades. I mean, boy, oh boy, I've seen that. People who want to save, $100 and not pay for education. And I've literally had them tell me they've lost $20,000, but it's not even that. It's missed opportunity in a market like this, one of the best markets I've ever seen in my entire life. Sitting on your hands because you don't know what to do is what's called opportunity cost in finance classes. And that is a real cost, man. You could wait 3 years to figure it out for yourself, but this opportunity is gone. Poof. The money that you could make right now is gone if you miss it. Poof. So we don't want to miss it. And I don't want you to miss it. So I'm going to introduce the Market Taker Live Advantage Group Coaching Class. In this course, I'm going to share with you all the techniques we use at MTM to set up debit spreads, credit spreads, time spreads, even iron condors, butterflies, double calendar straddles, and a whole bunch more so that you can stop guessing and risking your hard-earned money on weak trades that underperform so you can generate consistent, low-risk profits to make your trading simple and stress-free. So here's just some of what you'll learn in this class: how to easily scan the market for high probability trades, how to select optimal strikes and maximize the probability of success, how to select optimal expirations to maximize your profit potential, which strategy to use under different market conditions, rules of thumb, and then planning your exits and entries, and the rest of it's all about management, how to set up profit targets and loss targets, how to adjust income trades, how to be more confident in your trading and avoid the common money-losing traps that everybody does at first. you know, end of frustration. Now, what this class is you're going to learn all this, but the real important thing is you're going to get those trade ideas that I talked about, some of the which I showed you earlier every single day. I like to call this class earn while you learn. So you now have an opportunity to take your trading to the next level, to benefit from literally decades of experience, to benefit from a team, to maximize your profits and chances of success while minimizing your risk. So look, this is for you if you want more consistency in your trading, you want more frequent winners, you can follow a few simple steps and you're fearless, ready to be the trader you always knew you could be. And some of you are so close. I know that I talk to so many traders every week. Some of you are so close and just need to get over that hump. I'm going to make this easy for you. Now look, here's who this is not for. Get rich quick goofballs. I mean, can you get rich quick trading? Yeah, I guess. But this is the thing where it's designed for consistency. It's designed for you to consistently win over time, over and over and over again. That's what's exciting. And this is not for indecisive traders, but that's an oxymoron anyway. I mean, you can't be indecisive and make money trading. If every time you have to spend $100, you have to go ask your mom, you're not going to make it as a trader, right? Like we are all decisive people. We can all make decisions and we're excited about investing, right? And it's also not for people who like doing things the hard way. Some, like I said, some people are okay failing over and over again, losing money for years till they finally get it right. The market's an expensive teacher. With trading, you miss out on 3 years of profits where you could make, you know, who knows what, $500 a week, $1,000 a week, $5,000 a week. You miss out on 3 years of that. That's a lot of money, man. That is a lot of money. So the Market Taker Live Advantage Group Coaching Class is where John Kmesic, formerly with Goldman Sachs, shares his top trade ideas every single day. He also doesn't just say, hey, here's a trade, go trade it. Does that help you? Yeah, but what helps you more is he explains it. It's earn while you learn. And he gives you the management plan with each trade. Because if you don't know where to take it off, if you don't know the optimal time to take it off, you're not going to take it off the optimal time. You're going to underperform. You're going to make less money than everybody else. So you will make more money than everybody else when you have that management. So that's why John shares it every day. So this is a $349 a month class, which is a no-brainer price. But I know there's many of you who are just meeting me for the first time. And so I'm going to make this completely irresistible for you. No-brainer for anybody who is a trader. You're going to be online with John every day in this class for the next month. The daily group coaching class, again, normally $349 for just $349 to get John's expertise and trade ideas every day, to get his management plan every day, and to make your trading simple and stress-free every day. But we want to make you feel great about joining this class and make it so you can fearlessly make the decision to see if it's for you. So we're going to make this impossible for you to say no to. And we're going to give you some bonuses to make sure that this will work for everyone, no matter what your background with trading is. So first, you're going to get the group coaching class. You're going to be in that class every day. It's from 9 to 10 Central Time. Again, you're going to be online with John every day in this class for the next month. The 10,000 hour rule states that if you do something for 10,000 hours, you're an expert. John's been in the live market every single day for the past, almost 30 years. Given just weekdays, 8 hour days, that comes out to John having over 50,000 hours of experience. He's an expert five times over. So first you're going to get the group coaching class. Then we're going to give you the MTM community chat room complimentary access. And then for those of you who are new to options, which I know some of you are, we're going to give you our Kickstarter series to level the playing field and catch you up fast. The options impact videos. These we sell for $497 on our website. We're going to give that to you to make sure you can start using these trades and getting results immediately. And then you're going to have questions. You're going to have a trade that maybe it goes against you or maybe it goes in your favor and you're not sure what if you should take it off or if you should do an adjustment or a roll. So you're going to have email access to us every single day. It's called the MTM email hotline. We sell that for $500 on our website. We're going to give you that so you can get all your questions answered as well. This is a $1,445 package, all right? But to make this a no-brainer, anybody who joins me right now at this very moment, you're going to be able to join us for $99. All you have to to do is simply go to markettaker.com/99, markettaker.com/99, and you'll be able to join us for the next month at that price. Again, $1,400 package. First, you get the group coaching class every single day, and you're going to get trade ideas every single day with the management plan. Because without the management plan, the trade ideas only work when you have a management plan. So you're going to get those. You're going to get the MTM community chat room. In the MTM community chat room, you're going to see our top traders posting their trades live real time. You're going to get the Options Impact video series, which is for our newer traders, our traders who aren't that familiar with options and need to learn a little bit more. That levels the playing field so you can use John's trades right now. And then, of course, you get your questions answered with the MTM email hotline. Once again, go to markettaker.com. David helped me out, and he typed the sign up link in the chat box. So all you have to do is go and click on that link and join us. Again, it's just $99 for the next month. Now, some frequently asked questions I get, when is the class? It's every single trading day from 9 to 10 Central Time, which is 10 to 11 Eastern Time. Basically, John spends about 3 hours a day finding the best trades, and he just feeds them to you in an hour a day. Makes your life easy. Earn while you learn. Is this live or recorded? It's both. The live component, which is at 9 to 10 Central Time, is recorded for people who can't attend live. And in fact, about half the people who sign up for this class, they don't attend live. You know, you don't have to. But if you're attending this webinar and this time works for you every day, it's at this exact same time every day. Do you need special software? No. If you have an options-friendly brokerage account, you're all set. That's all you need. Is this class good for ETFs or stocks? Both. Or plus commodities or anything else that has options listed on it. Markettaker.com/99. Now, I'm going to take some questions, all right? I'm going to take some questions right now. I'd like to start out with questions about the class so we can get those answered first. And then I will also take some more questions about the presentation. Steve says, are the videos via DVD or streaming? They're streaming. I don't even know where I could buy a DVD player. I know some people still have them. I probably have one laying around somewhere. But they're streaming, which most people find more convenient. KP says, so 5 trades a week, 1 daily. How long? So no, John will give maybe 5 trades a day, literally maybe about 5 trades a day. I mean, it varies day to day. Some days, you know, he might give you more, you know, some days it might be a little bit less, but it's probably at least 5 trades every single day. John, again, he literally spends about 3 hours every day after the market and before the market opens, finding the best trades with the techniques he learned in his 30 years of experience with Goldman, First Options Chicago, trading for a small hedge fund. Like, he is the person you want to listen to. As far as the holding period for each trade goes, there's a little something for everyone. The trades can range from about a couple of days to maybe even a couple of weeks. Will he every once in a while give more of an investing trade, like a covered call or cash secured put? Yes, he will for our investors here in the crowd. But most of them are shorter term trades, not necessarily day trades, but 2 days to 2 weeks. Janky, I'm going to need you to email me. Okay. I'm going to need you to email me, and we answer every single email from every single person who emails us. So when you email me, I'm going to answer your question. Sylvia says, the trade shows the setup of the trade. Yeah, that's the benefit. Like, there are like alert services out there. You've heard of them, you know, alert services where they just email or text you a trade idea. And those can be great. And I have many friends in this industry who have services like that, and they have great intentions and they're really smart, and the trade ideas are great setups. But here's why this is better than that. Because you actually literally see the trade live real time. When it's emailed to you or texted to you, you can end up being the last to know. Even if you check your phone right away, there are delays, especially when it comes to emails. Like, one of the things I learned, you know, from using email service providers is if I send a mass email out, they will delay some of the emails. They'll send them out in batches. They'll send a batch out now, a batch out in 5 minutes, a batch out in 10 minutes. You might be the last to know. The good trade could be gone and you're the one left holding the bag. And further, they don't give you the management in those alert services. services. You're just trusting that it's a good, and they don't give you the reason. You're just trusting that it's good and trusting that at some point you'll magically know where to get out. This is 100 times better than that because John shows you the setup live, real time. Again, earn while you learn, gives you the management plan so you're prepared. You can put in your GTC orders or your stops or your limit orders so that you can take your profits at just the right time. Leslie asks a great question. Says, is it $99 for each month? So typically with scenarios like this, Spotify's been emailing, like there's a special deal for a month or 3 months or whatever it is. And then after that, it's full price, right? Like that's the fair deal. That's how it always works with everything. They give you a special deal because they want you to see if it's right for you, you know? So they give you like a super low price. That's what I'm doing. You know, I'm giving you the opportunity to see if it's right for you. I mean, if you're afraid to risk $99, you're probably not a trader, right? So I'm giving you the opportunity to see if it's right for you. And then what's supposed to happen is you're supposed to pay full price afterwards. But guess what? I don't believe in that. I'm in this to help you live out your dream. So anyone who signs up right now renews at a 35% discount. That's $227 a month instead of $349 for life. Now, when I say for life, there's no contract. You can cancel anytime. You can sign up for $99. And if it's not for you, you cancel, you never pay another dime. No problem. No questions asked. In fact, we send you an email 27 days from now that says, hey, I hope you like the class. If you want to keep going, it's $227. If not, here's how you cancel. So your reward for taking a shot to see if this works for you for basically a small processing fee is that you get to save, what does that come out to? $120 or something every month for the rest of your life as long as you're in this class. Again, no contract, cancel anytime, but this could literally save you thousands of dollars, right? Just in the first year, it'll save you over $1,000. And you get to make these trades the whole time all along. I want to just really quickly pause and say welcome to our new traders. Welcome, John. Hey, thank you for joining us, John. Great decision, man. We're going to see you in class tomorrow morning. You're going to get John Kamisik's trade ideas every single day. You're going to be getting a username and password. It should be already in your inbox right now. Check your inbox and get registered for tomorrow's class. Welcome, Ryan. Welcome, Sherry. Welcome, Adam. Welcome, Natalie. Same goes for you guys. You guys made a really, really great decision. This is going to make your life so much easier and so much less stress in your trading because you're following the leader. You're learning exactly what to do. Those of you, the names I read, if you're brand new to option trading, start with the Options Impact video series. Okay? That will, if you don't know anything about options, you watch that first, boom, levels the playing field. You're going to be on the same playing field as everybody else. You're going to be able to make John's trades, no problem. Jürgen says, so it's not day trading because of the dumb day trading pattern rule. That's right. It's not day trading. It's not. Steve says, are your trades compatible with self-directed IRA trading accounts? Yes, a lot of them are. Every different brokerage firm has different rules. If you have like a thinkorswim account, you can almost do anything in your IRA if you have the right level. You know, some companies, Merrill Edge or something, might be really, really restrictive. Most of the trades you can do in a self-directed IRA, absolutely, yes. Final questions. I'm going to be on here for about another probably 4 minutes, and then we're going to pass the baton over to the next speaker. I looked at the lineup. There's a whole bunch of really, really great speakers. Make sure you stick around all day and check this out. I know a lot of those guys personally. Some of them are really, really top-notch. Stick around for them. And again, welcome to all our new students. Final questions. Did I miss any from before? Christian earlier wanted to talk about setups. Before I get to that, Mark says, correct. Sell covered calls? Yes. Sell cash cured puts? Yes. You're talking about diagonal selling calls against puts. John, we'll talk about some of those occasionally. If your brokerage firm allows those, I mean, I think every IRA will allow those. I mean, don't hold me to that. Most of them will. Sylvia says, he trades live and I can copy the trade. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, and we limit the number of people in the class too. Like if it ever gets over, 100 people, we start putting the brakes on and not letting more people in so that everybody has the opportunity to participate in the trades real time. Like that's the real benefit of this class. It's the real benefit of the class. Earlier, Christian said, was asking about setups. So yeah, you know, like there's certain things that go into every trade. One is the underlying stock moving, right? Like we're always making an educated guess using certain criteria and certain parameters to come up with a high probability estimation of where the stock can be in the future. Nobody can predict 100%. Nobody has a crystal ball. I'll be the first person to tell you that and say it loud and say it proud. I can't predict the future, but what I can do and what John can do is make good educated guesses when we use certain criteria, when we use certain parameters, right? That's what it's about. It's about gaining a statistical advantage. That's one way we do it. Another way is using a volatility setup. You know, when volatility is high, and we use our MTM123 volatility analysis for that, which I'm actually working on a video now. I'll share it with all you folks who joined me today as well. As soon as it's recorded, should be next week. Remind me to share the 123 volatility analysis. Let's call that a free hidden bonus, if you will. But when you do that, if you only use option selling strategies when volatility is high and only use option buying strategies when volatility is low, you boost your odds, you boost your win rate, you boost the size of your wins, and you cut the size of your losses. Like, it's super powerful stuff. And then selecting the right expirations and the right strikes, you know, like that's important too. You know, you give yourself too much time and, you know, you don't have enough gamma. You give yourself not enough time, your theta could be too high, although if you're selling, you might want that. So we need to always select the right expiration and pick the right strikes, you know, like some of John's bull call spreads, he very, very methodically picked the strikes based on certain criteria. I like to be very polite and not overstep my boundaries. So I got a little under a minute here, and I am going to say thank you everyone for attending my presentation today. I really appreciate it. I hope some of these trade ideas help you out a lot. I hope you got something good out of this. Welcome to all my new students. Thank you for joining me. You are going to love it. It can be really, really powerful for you. Make sure you also log into the chat room. And David and Anka, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed having the opportunity to share my time and my thoughts with the audience. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. Great.